Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanas. Today's date is January 30th, 2022, and this is episode 101, season 5. Okay, guys, we made it to the 100th episode, so I'm very happy. Thank you for listening and your support. It's a wonderful feeling, you know, to accomplish that. It really is. We have an interesting show coming up. That is, I have an interesting show coming up. It's a terrible habit I got. I apologize. I'm going to talk about forgotten brands of sliced bread. A couple made in Chicago. Others, they were sent from other cities, like, for example, New York or Boston. And I will mention some brands, and it'll trigger your memory. It'll be kind of a lot of fun, you know, and we'll see how it goes. Right now, we'll go into a commercial break. This program is brought to you by Wonder Bread, and here's a commercial from the 1970s, and it's from the Fresh Guys. So just listen, and after the commercial, I will explain. Okay, here we go.
Uh-oh, here comes trouble. It's the
lady in charge of the school cafeteria.
Smart shopper. Squeezes bread to see if it's fresh.
Then she'll see why they call us the Fresh Guys.
Imagine, every loaf of Wonder is wrapped warm from the oven.
In this Stay Fresh wrapper.
No wonder we stay so fresh.
And pass the squeeze test.
Oh, that's smart.
Wonder Bread, one squeeze proves we're the Fresh Guys. Woo!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial. That was a commercial for Wonder Bread in the 1970s. It was partially animated. It was two loaves of bread with eyes, nose, mouth, and they spoke. And I remember this when I was little. And the lady would come over and he would squeeze the bread, see if it's fresh, just like Charmin bathroom tissue. That's what it reminds me of. And then the funny thing about that commercial, it reminds me of the old commercials for Pop-Tarts when they have Milton the Toaster, if you remember that. If you grew up in the 70s and if you watch television in the afternoon or in the morning, they show the commercial that Milton would be talking about that. It's kind of cute. Okay, and that's what the topic's going to be about. It's going to be about forgotten brands of sliced bread in Chicago. I'm going to talk about brands that are still here, too, and my memories of seeing those forgotten brands in stores or at home. First, I'm going to talk about a couple things happened this week. This is an anniversary today. There was a TV show premiered today. January 3rd, 1972, and it was called Ink, and it was called Interesting News for Kids, and it was hosted by the longtime anchor man on Channel 7 WLS, Fahey Flynn, and he had a co-host, and she was a teenager, and her name was Susie Street Noise. But her real name was Joni Sandler, and I couldn't find information about her. Not much. I don't know if she's alive or dead. I don't know. No idea. And then she had some puppets, and I can't think of the name of the puppets right now. One had it was a talking hamburger or something. I think it was called Burgermeister, something like that. I don't know. Anyway, there's a clip on YouTube. It was a Christmas special hosted by Fahey Flynn. It was called The Seven Greetings, and Susie Street Noise is featured in there. And you can check it out on YouTube. It was provided by Fuzzy Memories TV. I always forget about that. And it was courtesy of Rick Klein. He's the Museum of Classic Chicago Television. So you can check it out. And it's very interesting. And I vaguely remember that show. I really did. I think when I lived in Roseland in the South Side, before I went to church, I think I caught that show, you know, and but it was on 11 o'clock. So no, maybe I didn't because I left very early. So maybe there were Sundays I didn't go and I saw it. Anyway, so that's a very interesting. I have an ad. I will post that maybe tonight and you will see. Okay. The second thing I want to talk about, on January 28th, 1922 was the 100th anniversary of when the Chicago Bears. And there was before that, it was called the Decatur Staleys. The owner was A.E. Staley. And they started in 1919. It was founded. And they played for about three seasons. I don't know, a couple of seasons. And then they moved to Chicago. And they renamed the Chicago Bears. And I found a pass, a season pass of the first season as the Chicago Bears. I received an email from a young man. He's about a teenager, 14, 15. He's not a sports fan like me. But his father is a huge Chicago Bears fan, loves football. He eats, sleeps, drinks football all day long. And I've known the little boy since he was a baby, you know, and, you know, I didn't see him much, you know, but when I did, I saw him at places and he told me, my father, he's not mad at me because I don't like football. He just doesn't want to, he has nothing else to discuss with me. Well, it's kind of silly. I mean, of course you do. Of course he does. He wants to talk to you. So so I talked to the father and he said, can you send, I send you a photo of this? And I said, sure, you know. And, but that's not what bothered the young man. That's not what bothered the young man is from his dad. It's from the kids that he goes to school because they tease him and, you know, he's, has no interest. I mean, he tries to play and he does his best, but it was like me when growing up, it was a struggle. It was hard. It was very, very hard, but then I lost interest and now I think he does, but his father told him, if you do so, just do something that makes you happy. Never mind what I think, you know, never mind what I do. If I'm a big sports nut, do what makes you happy. And that's good advice. Very good advice. And because, you know, sometimes fans get carried away and don't think straight. You know, they just open their mouths and boom, they don't even think before they speak. And I said, okay. So I posted that on Friday, you know, and, you know, to this day, you know, it's so biased, people. You know, what's been going on with the news about the Bears, with the players and the management, and it's a mess. So hopefully next season will be better. We'll see. You know, because he's the young man, he's a good boy, very smart. You know, he's like a son to me. It's a nice feeling, you know. And his father agrees, so that's good. And then today, of course, is the playoffs. You know, everyone have a good time watching it. I certainly won't, but I'll keep tabs on what's going on. Excuse me. Okay. All right. Now we're going to the subject at hand. We're going to talk about forgotten brands of sliced bread. And I'll throw some names that if you remembered. Wonder Bread, you heard the commercial. There was a problem, you know, that's been around for over 100 years. And it was owned by the Taggart Baking Company for about a few years. Then it was the Continental Baking Company for about 70 years. And then Interstate Bakery took over. That was the company that made not just Wonder Bread, but Twinkies, Ding Dongs, Hostess Fruit Prize, you know, the Hostess brands. And about 2014, they filed for bankruptcy and then there was no more, you know, and people were upset. There was an outcry. We want them back. And somehow somebody bought the company or and bought the products. Twinkies are still made here in Chicago. They really are. You know, I've had a few over the years. It's not the same as when I was a kid, I think, because of the trans fats and they changed the formula. You know, but I think it got better, you know, recently. But we'll see. It was tastier back then. So Wonder Bread I have not seen in the stores. Not really. I'm sure it's still around. And it's a good product. I like it. The other brands are, of course, is Wholesome. Wholesome Bread is Chicago made. You know, it was founded here by the W.E. Long Company, and it was from 1908. It was here a long, long time. And a lot of people remember the factory or the sign. When you drive on the Stevenson Expressway, you see that sign, the Wholesome. And I believe they had a store. And I think there was an outlet store somewhere north. I forgot where. And, you know, my mother never really bought that bread. Very rarely she did. And I heard it's good. And they love, you know, people in Chicago love that bread. And it's still sold. I haven't seen it, you know. But it's, it is in stock in other cities and states and probably in Puerto Rico, if you could find them, you know, because they import that. And I don't remember much commercial and many commercials of that Wholesome. Wonder Bread, yeah, I did, but not that one. The other one I want to talk about is Silver Cup. Now, Silver Cup was, it's not from Chicago, it is from New York. And it's been around for about over 100 years, you know, and it was a very popular brand on the East Coast. And then it came to Chicago, and a lot of people from, I believe, in the 50s and 60s, even earlier, they loved that bread so much. They really did. And I remember advertising for when the Chicago Cubs, you know, televised their games or had it on the radio, they sponsored that bread, Silver Cup. I never had that cup. I never had that bread, excuse me. Not the cup. And it was called, the logo was the world's finest bread. Probably was. And the factory, according to some sources, was on the south side, and it was near, I can't pronounce the name of the, it's called the Schultze Baking Company. It's located like on Garfield Boulevard and by the Dan Ryan. Right there. And the building's still there. I don't think it's in operation anymore. I think they stopped about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe longer, because I think they made butternut. I'll get into that in a second. And then, but Silver Cup was not made at that bakery, at that company. It was made nearby, I think around 54th Street and Federal, around there. They had their own factory. There could be another factory somewhere. I don't know. I don't remember. And I wish I tried it, but it's very good. Yeah, and then the original factory in New York, the building's still there, but it no longer manufactures bread. But it's a studio. You know, they film movies and studios. It's on Long Island City. That's the section of Queens in New York. And they still do productions for television and movies, and the sign is still there, I believe. So that's interesting. It really is, and that's good. The other brand I want to talk about this one's interesting is Tip Top. Now that one I remember very well when I was a kid. It was also from the East Coast. It was owned by the Ward Baking Company. What I remember about Tip Top is the logo, the red T and it's the part of the letter T. You have the left side is red, the right side is blue. And they had very good bread. My mom bought that when I was little at times. Their famous brand, not brand, their famous type of bread was Mr. Big. I remember that. And I posted photos of ads on my Facebook page in Chicagoland at times. And so yeah, I remember seeing the trucks when I was little, the Tip Top bread trucks. And it was, like, I think it was like orange and white. Yeah, they were pretty. And I remember seeing those. I was fascinated by it. You know, it was good bread. Very good bread. There is a Tip Top bread company, but it's in Australia. And I don't think it's related to that. I don't think so, but it's still in business. It really is. And it's nothing like that at all, but they just have the name. You know, they call it Tip Top. You know, something I'll ask my cousin, you know, from when she lives in Melbourne. I'll ask her about that. It's very interesting. Okay, other brands of bread that I remember growing up was Butternut, which is still in business. I remember in the 70s when my mother brought that bread, they had prizes in the bread, and they were like these cards of the Peanuts characters. And I remember Snoopy was on the wrapper. And they were like little comic strips or like prizes, and it was in the bread. And it was fascinating. And I remember once DC Comics featured cards of characters, like, for example, Batman, Superman. And there was the villains, Lex Luthor, the Joker, the Penguin, the Catwoman, the Riddler. And I remember I begged my mom to buy that bread so I can collect all of them. I didn't get all of them. But, you know, there was a picture of the villains or the heroes, and then you turn around and you read a little comic strip on the back, and it was fun. I like that. And I found those on the internet. You know, if you do a Google search, you find them, and you do see them, you know, but someday I'll go back and look at them. It was fun. It was very collectible. I liked those, and it was fun. It really was. Other brands that I remember. When A&P was in business, they had Jane Parker bread, and that was very good. Jane Parker made a lot of products. They made donuts, bread, also other fruit cakes, pound cakes. Their famous one was Spanish bar cake. It was like a spice cake, and you had, I don't know, vanilla frosting, cream cheese frosting. I never had it. But like spice cake is very good. And let's see, when Dominic's was in business, they had, Nancy Martin. I remember that. Yeah. I remember that very well. There was another, bread brand called Butter Maid. A lot of people remember that. And, I used to see that probably maybe Jewel Dominic's. I don't know what happened to it. It was pretty good. I remember that. And, let's see what else. And, you know, other local stores had their own brands. Like, I remember Certified Grocers, they had Centralia. I saw that, you know, about a few years ago. They don't make it. It was pretty good. It really was. I'm a white bread person. I still do. I know it's not that healthy. Wheat bread is better, you know. Then they have multigrain. That's supposed to be good for you, but it tastes weird to me. It really does. Yeah. So, also, this is a funny story. You know, when people ask me what's your favorite sandwich as a kid, everyone loves peanut butter and jelly. Some people don't. For me, this is very odd. I don't like peanut butter and jelly together. No, it tastes strange to me. I either have a peanut butter sandwich or a jelly sandwich, you know, and then they're both delicious, but not together. I discovered Fluffernutter a few years ago. That's like an East Coast thing where you take a jar of marshmallow fluff, put it on one slice of bread, and then on the other side you put peanut butter, you put it together. It's very sweet. It's yummy. But you got to be careful. You know, it's very sweet. But it's a Fluffernutter. That was like in the 60s. Yeah. But going back to the peanut butter and jelly, you know, one time I went to the doctor's office. I had to get my regular shot for B12. And I talked to a nurse, and And I noticed the sandwich on her desk, you know, in the bag. She goes, I have a peanut butter sandwich. And I go, and she asks, do you like peanut butter and jelly? I go, no, I like, not together. I like peanut butter sandwich or a jelly sandwich. And she goes, what? No, I like this way. I read that peanut butter. That's it. Not jelly, but not together. She died laughing. I don't know why. Nurse was laughing at me. Everyone has their tastes, different tastes like that, you know. Or with bread, you like it toasted or untoasted, you know. The way you slice it, you want it diagonally, across. I like across, you know, whatever you make like that. You know, but as a kid growing up, you notice, you know, that your mother buys bread and sometimes they experiment. They buy a different kinds, if you like. And if you like one the most, she sticks with that. Of course, sometimes bread's expensive, so you got to find the cheapest one or the most reasonable price for it. Okay. So that was about forgotten brands of sliced bread. I might have forgotten a couple, but we'll see. But some are still in the market. I remember Brownberry. There was, oh, do you remember Home Pride, where in the commercial where they split the loaf in the middle and they poured the butter on top? That was pretty good. And I haven't seen that lately. I'm sure it's still around. I don't know. Other types of bread, people like raisin bread, cinnamon bread. Not a raisin person. You know, I don't like that. No. Worst part, when you buy bread in the supermarket, sometimes the cashiers or the box boys get a little careless and they squish it in your bag. So yeah, there are times my mother gets mad when she finds that her bread is squashed. Oh boy. You know, like that. One time she threatened to go back and yell at him. Oh, she did. It'd be hilarious. Okay. So that is all for this episode, Forgotten Brands of Sliced Bread. It's a very interesting topic. And the next episode will come up, I think, Tuesday. And we'll see what I'll discuss. I'll do a little research and think about it. You know, it's limitless. I have lots to talk about. Okay. So that'll be all today. This is episode 101, season 5 of Van Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. And I'm your host, Pete Costanis. And I hope everyone will have a great Sunday. And I will. I'm going to relax. And and thank you for listening. And please join me for my next episode, 102, probably on Tuesday. So bye-bye for now for me. And here's a little traveling music from Ray Rayner saying bye-bye. And so long, and take care, everybody.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.